You're listening to SBS News.
Pakistan's government has called for urgent international aid in one of the country's worst disasters. It's Pakistan's worst monsoon season on record, leaving more than half the country underwater. The death toll has passed 1,000, with more than 30 million people now affected overall. In Pakistan's Baluchistan province, Nahal Khan is one of millions who have been displaced since June.
We are carrying our own belongings. Our house is submerged. How else are we supposed to save our belongings? You can see how we are carrying them in such a terrible situation. There's nobody from the government, nobody to help, nobody to even ask about us.
While the country's army and navy continue rescue efforts, the government says it will launch a United Nations-backed appeal in the coming days, seeking more than $230 million in global donations. Here in Australia, the Pakistani diaspora has come together to support those affected, while many anxiously wait to hear news of their loved ones. Mujahid Torwali is studying in Australia. When news broke of the floods in Pakistan, he says all he could do was watch.
I can't focus on anything because I don't know what's happening there with my family, because everything is just cut off. We are just cut off, and they are living in that part of the world and I'm living here. So I'm all the time I'm thinking about them, and there is no internet, there is no telephone, no mobile and nothing. So that's why I am very anxious that what's happening there.
Mr. Torwali is from the Swat district in the north of the country. With major internet outages in affected areas, he says he only received news his family was safe on Saturday night. But he says his four-year-old daughter is unwell.
She was sick, having some tooth issues and pain, and they were unable to take her to the doctor because the road was blocked. And there was no doctor, there are no medicine, everything is underwater.
His local village has been destroyed in what he says is the worst flooding the region has ever seen.
There were houses, there were some buildings, big trees. They were there for hundreds of years, but this flood just washed away everything. So it means that this is for the first time in the history.
It's not just the Swat district that's been affected. The destruction stretches across much of the country. In Australia, the Pakistani community is collecting essentials to help those hardest hit. Rukshanda Zaman is the president of the Sabil-e-Mustafa Foundation. She's appealing to the Australian community to donate used clothes, blankets, bed sheets, tarps and tents.
We want people to come forward and bring it to us, and we are arranging containers to be shipped to Pakistan for that relief for those flood-affected areas. And we're doing this in multiple states. We're doing it in Sydney on multiple locations. And there are collection centres in Brisbane, Perth, Canberra, Melbourne and Wollongong area as well.
Zishan Iqbal is also from the foundation, as well as the Pakistani Community in Australia group. Rallying the community in Sydney to organise aid and supplies, he had this message for the Australian government.
We want the government, and we appeal to the Prime Minister that to send aid to Pakistan because it's the right time, and we really appreciate if something can be sent in the form of aid.
The foundation says donations of new and used tents are desperately needed, as many of the displaced in Pakistan will be homeless for months, some even years.
The word coming out of Pakistan is it has been devastating. It has been coming from the top to the bottom of Pakistan, and you know, people are being displaced. We don't have enough rescue people, so we need help from every corner of the world. So us Pakistanis, diaspora around the world, that's what we are trying to do.
The donations will be shipped in the coming weeks. Ariana Lucente, SBS News.